Edith Pretty, April to May, 1939. There was a knock on the door. "Come in."
"Mr. Brown, ma'am,"
said greatly, and then stood aside to let him in. I'm not sure quite what I had been expecting, but it was not this. My first impression was that everything about him was brown, dark brown. His skin was mahogany-coloured, so were his clothes. A cotton tie, a tweed jacket with the top button fastened, and what appeared to be a cardigan beneath. He was like a kipper in human form. It seemed absurd that his name should be Brown, too. The only things about him that were not brown were his eyes. Grey, like two polished tacks, they gleamed with alertness. His hair stood up in tufts. He was holding an object in his left hand, brown, inevitably, mashed between his fingers. The other was jutting out in front of him.
"Mrs. Pretty," he said.
"It was good of you to come, Mr. Brown."
"No, no, no."
His handshake was dry and firm. "Won't you sit down?" I indicated the sofa. He did so, but only just, perching on the edge of the seat with his elbows on his knees. The brown object was still in his hand. My gaze was drawn to it. I am afraid I thought it might be an animal of some sort. Then I realised it was his cap. He must have seen me looking because he unclenched his hand, placing the cap on the cushion beside him. "Mr. Brown, you have been recommended to me as someone who knows about soil, Suffolk soil. Mr. Reed Moyer, the chairman of Ipswich Museum Committee, spoke highly of you." He twisted slightly at the mention of Reed Moyer, I thought, but nothing more than that. I remembered how Reed Moyer had described him as being somewhat unorthodox in his methods. I remembered, too, how he had also referred to him as a local man, laying a good deal of stress on the word local. At the time, his meaning had passed me by.